Death unveils ivory keys, gleaming fangs curtained behind stained lips. Wine and something thicker sipped slow from cut crystal glasses. Evening primroses stretching through cracks in the cobbles, blooming at nightfall. Quivering vibrato and spiraling soprano, lush velvet, gauzy chiffon, heartwood, cardinal, bloodwood, mahogany, finer by miles than her cheap clapboard coffin. Death seduces her, florid and frail, gilt-edged pages of esoterica a weary bibliothecary shields from fingers of daylight. River delta veins on bird wrists, pulsing with guilt she carries for drinking too much, leaving little scraps of memories for the family who mourned until their grief dried, who catch glimpses of a ghost on crowded thoroughfares wearing their daughter's face, but fuller cheeks, flushed with life, lustrous with something redder. They watched the undertaker pound nails into her coffin lid, lower empty body into loamy earth, covered with dirt, book thumped shut, air of finality. Scarlet caked under cracked nails and now petrichor and mossy soil, ravenous mouth gnashing, craving blood, moonflower ripping apart a casket roof, clawing up through corpse-fed ground to drink the harvest moon's glow in a cemetery garden, trading her burial shroud for spattered satin, viscera in the alley behind the butchers. She dances through midnight's shadowed skirts, chasing music of hammering hearts, seeking out gilded places and powdered skin to sink her teeth into.